Friday, June 11, 2021, 4:35 a.m. I'm out here in the studio / garage / laundry room again. I got the dryer working in the background. Today I start taking care of my sister's cat again for about another week. And I've got some other stuff to do today too. I guess I won't start painting, but I have some stuff that I got to do on the computer. So I'll work on that for a while. And by then it should be time to go outside and deal with watering the garden. Stuff's looking pretty good. I hope to have some cucumbers to eat by week after this next week here. I've been eating some squash. We'll eat squash this morning. What else? Eggplant. I got a Japanese eggplant that's growing for the first time in my garden career. Let's see. So watching some news, there's, you know, the stark contrast between what is reported and what's not reported between the lefty and righty news, is really, it's a pretty stark contrast. The one thing that that caught my eye was a report that of the COVID relief funds that the Congress passed, $400 billion of it was fraudulently stolen. That should have gone to relief to people that couldn't work, or unemployment benefits, I guess. It should have gone to unemployment benefits for people that couldn't work anymore because of the COVID crisis. So $400 billion of it went missing somewhere. And, they would know it was fraudulently siphoned off. And here's the real kicker. For me, 70% of that $400 billion went overseas. Okay, so now that really sounds like a money laundering operation right there. So how much of that is going to come back to somebody's pocket here in the U.S.? And to me, you know, there's a lot of priorities in this country. But it would seem to me that would be a priority to find out, you know, where that money went and whose pocket it ultimately ended up in. You know, that's our money. If you pay taxes, that's your money too. You know? And truthfully, tax money is everybody's money here in the U.S., every citizen's money. You know, if you do pay taxes or not, you know, because a lot of people can work and get back just about everything they get, so they don't really pay taxes, but it's their tax dollars too. So, you know, that really just kind of bugs me. How much of that is getting siphoned back into Joe Biden's pocket, or his son's pockets, you know, or his brother's pockets. boy. Anyway, for you that are shouting at me, I'm going to go away now and put this on pause, and maybe I'll come back and post something else. 6:45 a.m. I did some work on the computer. I uploaded some videos, and that took a while to figure out what to do. So anyway, I'm going to go out and water and get stuff done today. So this will be it for now. See ya.